And of course, got to say a special thank you to one and all for joining us right here on Youth Unplugged, another edition, a different background. So don't be shy. Yes, we're still live on Radio Caribbean International. Got to say a special thank you to our sponsor, Bank of St. Lucia, all the bank you need. My guest this afternoon is none other than Khadija Fergus. Khadija, thank you so much, especially at this last minute, for agreeing to speak with me. We have so much to talk about in such a short space of time, but you know, it's all about telling your story and letting people know how you came into business. But of course, you know the usual question. Tell us a little bit more about Khadija.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me today. My name is Khadija Fergus. I'm the proud owner of Fairy Tales. I was born and raised in Bexar, and I came from a single-parent family. Now, you know, with the single-parent family, it's always hard. So that is what molded me today, being the kind of person that I am, hardworking, determined, strong. I later went on to the Cicero Secondary School, okay, where I decided to be a massage therapist. Well, I wanted to be a massage therapist.
Okay.
But I never fulfilled that dream. So it was job after job, job after job, until one day I decided that maybe I should start my own thing, my own business, run something. And I had no idea as to what. So my boss at the time was like, you're good with your hands. Why don't you go into jewelry and stuff? And I'm like, nah. Not my vibe. And she's like, yeah, you can do it, but do it with resin. And at the time I was like, Saksa, resin? But, you know, I procrastinated a bit. And one day I went on YouTube and I saw how they did it. And I was like, my oh my. I was intrigued. And every day I would go to YouTube and I'd watch. And I started with no budget, no plan, nothing. I just went on Amazon, I ordered a beginner's kit, mm-hmm, and I just had it there for the longest while, sorry. And it was my best friend who told me, stop being that way, just make something, do something you never know. And with the you never know talk, mm-hmm, I went ahead and did something for her. And when I made it, the joy in her eyes and everything, she was like, Fairy, you have to do that. You have to let people know you could do that and whatnot. So then I went ahead and started doing it for other people, and it was in February of this year that I launched Fairy Tales.
That's so much. You actually jumped the gun. You know, I was not expecting to go all that so quick, because people would still want to get to know your background. But one thing that you mentioned that I wanted to stress on, you said you wanted to pursue a career in a massage therapy, and why didn't that work out?
It had a lot to do with health issues at the time.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I never really had time, actually, to go into it.
Okay. All right. Okay. That makes sense. Khadija, as a little girl, what are some of the pursuits that you wanted to have? Did you want to be a fairy princess? You know, every girl's
little dream. To be honest, no. That fairy name came about in primary school, in standard 4. And it followed me into my grown-up years. I cannot give that story because, you know. But fairy,
no, as a little girl, you know, when you say that, now you can't say you're not going to give a story and not expect me to be curious.
It's a story where in standard 4, you know, where all these girls wanted to comb really nice hairstyles, but not me. I hated to comb. I never really liked combing. And my mother got frustrated one day and she just cut all my hair off. And then there was this guy in a higher class, and he was like, "Ow, ow, ow, you look like a bald fairy." So that day was like, they called me bald fairy until I wrote common entrance. So I went to a new school, and it was fairy for the longest while. And since my middle name is Leanne, I just added the Lee to the fairy. So hence, Fairy Lee.
Oh, that's pretty cool. that's pretty awesome. Now you said you ventured into your business. Now, resin is a very unique product to work with. And not a lot of people are working with it. And like you rightfully said, when they told you resin, your response was rightfully Saksa, because upasav kisa saye. Yeah, upasav. So then it was a great opportunity for you now to use the biggest university in the world, YouTube, to expand your knowledge. Not, people spend most of their time researching, doing stuff on the internet, many people, business, Facebook, Instagram, but you use that time to actually pursue something new. Let's talk about the first time you actually started to play with it. Like you rightfully said, you had it there, just sat there for a while to your friend, who's actually a good friend. That friend, I hope you keep her really.
Oh, this is my best friend. A1 since day one, you
great.
Know?
Great. So that's definitely a good friend. Let's talk about the first time you experimented and say, let me actually try this out. What was the result? Was it any good or was it like, nah?
Let me tell you, I opened the kids and I'm sitting in the living room on the floor and I'm watching the manual and I'm like, okay, so there's a science to that. You have to mix part A, part B. Okay, so I got that. And I'm sitting there like, okay, what do I fill this with? And I remember my best friend gave me a rose thingy for Valentine's Day, and I just decided to cut it up and fill it in to the M, and it came out better than I expected. I thought I was going to flop, but no, I was impressed actually. That is why I actually was like, okay, I shall do this, I will do this, I will not give up. So my first attempt was great.
No anytime lie. I mean, again, this is something, is some a very delicate thing to use and to play with. What disappointments have you had dealing with
resin? Okay, while resin is easy to work with, it's not quick, as in I'm impatient when it comes to working with the product, and it can sometimes lead to issues. That is if you mix it incorrectly, if you get the ratio wrong, sometimes, you know, your thing can fall apart, it could break. Me being impatient, I don't want to go and touch it. And then, you know.
It's so, almost like baking, because you like, you know, you want to see if it cook yet. So you want to touch it, it's too soft, and then you touch it. And but let's talk about it from a business perspective. What were the steps that you took to establish your business, and how challenging was it?
Okay, like I told you, I started without a budget. I was working and I just decided to order something. I had no business plan, nothing. So it was me just going ahead, like just without a plan, just going in. And it's because of the support I got that I'm like, okay, I will do this. And I have this friend who owns Connect Services, Sheridan.
All right. Yes.
Sheridan, we worked with different lawyers at the time. That was years ago. And he was like, okay, Fairy Tales, you should get this registered. And I'm like, boy, you see the way I work in there? I'd have time for that up and down thing. I don't. He's like, but you could get it registered for me. I do everything. And I'm like, everything? He's like, you don't have to walk. I will do everything. So we met up, we spoke, and then that was it. I was at work one day, and he came in with his envelope. And then when he pulled out the certificate that I was registered, I did the most. Me being extra, I just take a snap, I jump for joy, almost cry. So that was like one of the biggest achievements, seeing that my name is actually attached to something. That was like one of my proudest moments.
Yeah, yep. I could imagine. That's pretty amazing. And especially what I admire too is that, you know, that whole network of friends and you guys helping each other, and it really shows that it is peace to have good friends. You know, that are able to assist you. I was fortunate enough to interview the guys from Connect Services a couple months ago, and it was a really interesting story. And me personally, I've actually used their services to register a couple of businesses. So kudos to them for doing such a thing. Resin, is there a market for these products on island? I mean, because it's not common, like you said, like you said, you started and you didn't even know about it. But I mean, is there a market for it? Because you know, I'm trying to understand from a business perspective.
There is. To be honest, I thought there was not. But there is, like, you know, when I started resin, I started with an alphabet mold. So it was just individual letters until I'm like, okay, let me ask my people what would they like to see from Fairy Tales. And they gave me some suggestions that I run with. And believe it or not, starting a business during a pandemic and watching it flourish has been a blessing, eh? Because it's because of COVID. COVID that I really saw everything, you know, flourishing and whatnot. So I have no regrets, to be honest. And there is a market. I can make mostly anything out of the resin, anything. Mm-hmm. And I mean,
okay, let's go into that. let's go to some of the products that you make out of the resin.
I have some on hand right now that I could actually show.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Yes. For those of you who are not listening or watching us live on Facebook, you're definitely missing out on this opportunity to see some of these lovely products. So I would suggest that you log on to our Facebook stream right now to actually see some of these products. Okay, so let's go with some of the products.
Okay, so we have the ashtray.
Okay,
that's
famous ashtray.
The most requested. Majority of them like.
I wonder why.
You know, they like the stuff, the fillers. again, we have the letter.
Okay, those are the nice key rings.
Yes,
those are pretty crisp, man. These actually look like they were custom made. They don't look like they were handmade.
These custom made. Some handmade products.
Yeah, these look like things that you buy in the store. You sure you make that thing?
Hello, I do. And we have another requested Afropic.
Oh, wow.
Afropic comb.
Oh, wow.
I also have another. I do it for my little princesses, you know. We have these. Another common one would be the bear. The teddy bear.
No, people like teddy bears.
Teddy bear, and this one, which is the phone stand. So you know, you're talking to me, you have your phone on here.
Phone stand, and you can get these things all customized.
The many things I do, like I say, mostly everything with resin.
Wow, that is amazing. And the quality is absolutely amazing. So kudos to you for
doing these
things. I know that any business is not without its challenges. What are some of the challenges that you face as a business owner, small business owner, especially starting up in the COVID? And you know, you've already used COVID as an opportunity to expand, because everybody needs a side hustle right now. Nobody can depend on one salary right now. So what are some of the challenges you are faced with, though, with this business?
One of my biggest challenges was getting my stuff here. Because of the COVID, most times shipments were delayed and I had to wait forever, and people were on the waiting list, and some of them could not understand that, hey, this is what, and you know. But to say challenges per se, I haven't had any, really, to be honest. No.
That's pretty amazing. Everybody has challenges, but that's really good.
Everybody has, but you know, I take the bad and I mold it into good, so nothing bad really affects me. You know, okay. It could be something that is challenging, but I make it work. So I never see it as a challenge, you know?
That's pretty amazing. So kudos to you for that. Now, how long you've been in the business? A couple months, and it's been
couple
going...
A couple months.
Yes, and what would you say is your...
Established in February of this year.
Right. What would you say is probably your biggest seller, and people think that people request the most from you?
The ashtray. One of the biggest sellers would be the ashtray. Yep. That's the biggest seller.
Have you ever had a ridiculous request to make something?
Yes.
Based on that face, I know that we could probably cannot discuss it.
I can't say.
But how are you able to handle it? Did you do the request?
I actually looked into it, you know. Uh-huh. I looked into that request because of Madam Shanice. She requested something. And I was like, wait a minute. So I went to search for the mold for that request. But then I had to tell her, sis, you know, you could just have it on display. It cannot be used. And she was like, oh. So you understand. So that was one of my most...
I should not have asked that question.
that's one of the most outrageous requests. Yeah.
Just shaking my head. That's all I can do. Just shake my head. How do you see yourself in the next couple of years expanding the business? And do you think this is your only venture? Because once you start with your first business and it becomes successful, you get the business bug and you get the temptation to diversify into something else. How has that been for you?
Well, for me, I'd like to see Fairy Tales on a building, like I could walk in it and say, yes, this is Fairy Tales. I'd like to take it regionally, internationally, hire people so that, you know, I could provide an income to a family. Mm-hmm. I could, you know, bring in kids, show them the ropes. That's how I see myself in the upcoming years.
Yeah.
But I'd stick to resin. Maybe I'd look to being a massage therapist I've always wanted to be. But for now, my passion is with resin.
That's pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about 3-year goals, because 5 years is, with all that's going on now, boy, to say 5 years down the line, it's kind of challenging to say. Let's talk about 3 years from now. What's it?
Okay, so I operate from home.
Okay.
I have like my workstation home. 3 years from now, I don't want to be working from home. I want to have my own place. I want to see my sign on the door, enter Fairy Tales.
That's awesome.
You know, that is 3 years from now. Having my own place. And I'm actually working on this right now.
High five. Virtual high five. Let me see. Make sure I get the camera right. Okay, yeah, good. I like that. That is awesome. That is absolutely awesome. And these are the kind of things and the stories that we want young people to hear, and the whole purpose of the program, so that we can inspire young people to, hey, you don't have to wait on a job. You could create the opportunities for yourself. And it goes also to show, and I really want to reiterate that, go back to what you said about your friends and your friends in the background encouraging you, hey, get off your butt and get this going. Don't just have it there. So it really shows that having good friends and a good support system can benefit you in the long run. And I hope now you give your friend shares in your business. I hope you give a little 2%, a little 1.5%, a 0.5%. Definitely. Now, of course, the whole purpose of the program is to inspire young people. So let's take the chance now to, you know, give some young people advice, especially if they want to start a business.
My advice to the youth would be, when you're passionate about something, you go for it. You do not listen to the outside noise. Do not let anybody discourage you. You go for it. You take that risk, that leap of faith, and you just do it. Full force. Do not quit. Even when the going gets tough, you continue to do what you want. That's it. Just go for it.
Now, I like the fact that you said do not quit, which goes to my new question. Was there ever a chance where you said, you know what, my feeling, I'm done. This is not worth my time.
Really?
This is not worth my energy.
Three times. I could come, I could tell you there were three occasions where I was like, you know what, nah. But, you know, with the support from friends and just, they just kept me going.
That's
phone calls are in there, Fairy, no, you're good as you're good. If it wasn't good, you know, you didn't feel that way. Do not give up. You never know. And it's always that you never know that will just get me back on my feet. So, three occasions, I just wanted to quit, give up everything. And I'm so happy I did not, to be honest.
That's pretty amazing. Also, a kind of a related question to what I just asked is, if people were to ask, how do you not give up? What would your statement to that, or your advice to people saying how to not give up?
How to not give up? Just listen to that little voice in your head. It's in the moment you have to question yourself as to why you should give up. You shouldn't give up. Just don't give up. Listen to that inner voice that says, Fairy, or you have a chance. You never know. Don't quit. Listen to that voice. Do not listen to people. You see, sometimes, to be honest with me, I was discouraged. When I started that, I got discouraged by people I thought that had my back, like, solid. And with that, I was like, okay, if I wasn't doing something good, they would not discourage me. So just listen to that little voice telling you, go for it, and just go for it. Simple.
Are those people still your friends? Because if they're trying to discourage you from doing that, I would have cut them off. I mean, probably
they
not.
They were actually more than friends. But, you know, like they say, strangers are your biggest supporters.
Boy, it is. And it's so sad, because you expect a lot of people to be very supportive of when you do a venture. And when they're not, Boy, it's really sad. But you said something really important. I was trying to find a quote on my phone that I found this week, which is really relevant. Basically, it says, if you wanted to quit, that means you didn't want it.
Sure.
If you quit, you didn't want it.
Sure.
So, and it is, if you quit, that means you didn't want it.
Sure.
If you quit, you didn't want it.
Sure.
So, and it is very true to that, because if you always have to continue to persevere and push through to make your goals a reality, because I know you probably have some big goals. You want a big house, a big ride, and all of that and that. You got to work towards it. So that's pretty amazing. Now, we almost are about almost out of time for this interview. I want to thank you once again. And the best part of the interview, we get to allow you to give people the opportunity to go to your page, give them their contact information in case that they want to get in contact with you and get some items, you know, the opportunity now to do that.
Okay, so before I do that, I want to give some shout outs. First,
the shout outs.
She put me onto this crazy girl. I want to shout out Mercedes of Mercedes Kitchen, Slayed by Trey for always slaying my hair, Food Festival in La Clary. I could just take a walk down, get something to eat, back. Connect Services, and to my girls at Ministry of Health, thank you so much for all your support. My friends, thank you. Okay, finding me on Instagram, it's Fairy Tales with a Z 758. The WhatsApp number is 384-0457, and my Facebook page is Fairy Tales 1.
Okay, now you do have a day job, right? How do you balance?
I just do it.
How? Because this takes a lot of time, man. So it's amazing.
Yeah, I usually go to bed like 2-3 o'clock in the morning, but I'm so used to it that it does not affect me.
Yeah, and plus you're working on something that you love, so you don't.
When you're passionate about something, it does not look like a job. It's like, you know, you do it. It's fun. It's exciting. The more you do, you want to do. That's just how I am. So
that's really awesome. And what a great story. And I want to thank you so much for joining us right here on Radio Caribbean International.
Thank you so much.
And we wish you all the best. And definitely we'll be checking out some of your products and giving you a little sale. You know, we have to support you.
We have to support.
Once again, got to thank everybody for locking on to Radio Caribbean International. It's Youth Unplugged, brought to you with the kind compliments of our friends over at Bank of St. Lucia. All the bank that you need.